We do know there was an emphasis on scoring early tonight because of the pending inclement weather. We also know that when Lehigh Valley scores first, good things happen. The Pigs 48-13 when scoring first this year. And versus Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in the last 2 weeks in six contests, the Rail Riders have scored first each and every time. Until tonight, top of the first inning, Peter Borges leads things off with an infield single, followed by a hit from Darnell Sweeney. So that sets the stage for Nick Williams batting in the three hole.
Borges on third, Sweeney off first, pitches swung on a ground ball hit towards short, and backhanding with a dive as Diaz goes to second, gets one, that's all they're going to get. Scoring is Borges, RBI for Williams, and the Pigs take a 1-0 lead here in the first inning against Blyer.
But with one out in the bottom of the second inning, the answer from the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and ripped high in the air, left field and deep. Williams back, looking up. Forget about it. Long out of here.
That's all Higashioka does is hit against the Iron Pigs.
Well, against everybody in the IL that he's faced to this point with the numbers we read earlier. His seventh home run in 20 games in the IL. His 18th overall this season, and we're tied 1-1 on the solo bomb by Kyle Higashioka.
Lehigh Valley threatens in the top of the third inning, but Phil Koch in from the pen for Scranton-Wilkes-Barre navigates his way out of the gym. Koch relieving starter Richard Blyer. So the next opportunity again comes for the Pigs in the top of the fourth inning, and they capitalize.
Much stronger hitter from this, his right side. And the 1-1 offering. Swung on and sprayed out to right center field. Racing back goes Cave. Will he get there? He will not. Over his head. All the way to the right center field wall. Barish rounds third and scores easily. It's a go-ahead RBI double by Jess Moel Valentin. My funny Valentin. Pigs lead 2-1 here in the fourth inning.
The switch hitter doing it there off the lefty Phil Koch. And then to the top of the fifth, Lehigh Valley picking up where it left off.
And here's the pitch by Koch. Swung on and drilled. It is a base hit past the dive of the third baseman, Solano. Williams rounds third. He's coming in, and the throw is way offline as Williams scores, and the ball gets away from Higashioka. Both runners see it. Both runners move up, and the Pigs have made it a 3-1 game on the RBI single by Knapp.
That only the start of the fifth inning rally.
Now second and third in the infield in for Perkins. Koch delivers. Swung on and ripped off of Koch. And a run's going to score. I don't think they're going to get Perkins. Nobody's covering first. Perkins is safe. Ruff comes down to plate run number four. And the Pigs go up on the RBI infield single by Perkins.
Two runs in the top of the fifth inning for Lehigh Valley. Both of them unearned after the throwing error from Clint Frazier on three hits. So the Pigs carrying that lead to the bottom of the fifth inning. And that's when the skies opened up at just the right time for the Iron Pigs.
It is showering.
Oh, it's coming down now.
I mean, you've got to throw this ball quickly. And look, that's a good job by Frazier, who steps out.
There's the ring. There's the 60.
Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pigs leading 4-1. The 1-2. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. And so do the Rail Riders in the fifth inning. The game is official, and here comes the tarp.
That's where we stand right now in a rain delay up in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. Lehigh Valley leads it 4-1.